John chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles that he did on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and he sat there with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was approaching. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a large multitude had come to him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread so that these can eat?" And this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not enough for them, so that every one of them can take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was a lot of grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the pieces that are left, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, that were left over after the people had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is certainly that prophet that's supposed to come into the world." When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain by himself. And when evening had come, his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship, and went across the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not come to them. And the sea was stirred up by a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, and coming near the ship, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land where they had been heading. The day following, when the people who stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except the one into which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus didn't go with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone, but other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you. For him has God the Father sealed." Then they said to him, "What shall we do so that we can do the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." They said therefore to him, "What sign do you show then, so that we can see and believe you? What do you do?" "Our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he that came down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Lord, always increasingly give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you also have seen me and don't believe. Everyone that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no way throw out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will who sent me, that of all that he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered them, Don't murmur among yourselves. No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Every man, therefore, that is heard and has learned from the Father, comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, except he that is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man can eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he'll live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, that I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore argued among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me shall live by me. This is that bread that came down from heaven, not like your fathers ate manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. He said these things in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a difficult saying. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that makes alive. The flesh doesn't profit. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that don't believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that didn't believe, and who would betray him. And he said, That's why I said to you that no man can come to me, unless it is given to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and didn't walk with him any more. Then Jesus said to the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Haven't I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He was talking about Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that would betray him, being one of the 12.